Veteran Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan has warned the free trade deal the Abbott government hopes to strike with China might not bring any benefits. It's expected the deal will be signed during the Chinese president's visit to Australia for the G20 this weekend. But Senator Heffernan says he's worried China's fixed currency and the heavy hand of government and of the heavy hand of government in its enterprises. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Senator Heffernan says to benefit from more open trade, Australia has to fight back against big companies avoiding tax.
We can capture our revenue in our revenue base and not in Luxembourg or, you know, the Bahamas or Bermuda or, you know, for God's sake, Australians deserve the reward of their efforts, and the reward of their efforts is capturing our revenue so that we've got safe schools, safe hospitals. In the US, they're saying, oh, well, we're missing out on the tax, but we're getting the jobs. But getting the jobs doesn't pay for the hospitals and schools and defence.
Cracking down on big companies finding ways to minimise tax is high on the agenda at the G20 coming up in Brisbane. Senator Heffernan says the G20 leaders need to cooperate.
If one nation was to do it on their own, they'd be blown to pieces by the rest of the tax avoidance industry. It has to happen as a group of nations. And what your listeners need to understand is if we don't do this, this generation of Australians is going to be looked on by future generations as the generation of Australians who let sovereignty, as we've known it historically, be redefined because we're losing the means of our revenue base capture.
The G20 leaders are also looking at ways to cut trade barriers, but Senator Heffernan is worried about the potential free trade deal between Australia and China.
Our cost of labour is a lot different to Asian cost of labour. I mean, China is actually moving some of its labour-intensive industries to places like Bangladesh. And 80% of the population in Bangladesh earns $30 or $35 a month. We can't compete with that. And I mean, they're the sort of issues that we've got to be aware of. The best way to fix this is to raise the standard of living of those countries rather than lower ours. Because you can get a signature on anything you like in most parts of Asia as long as you find the right person to pay the money to. Well, that's not our culture. And as far as I'm concerned, we need to change them rather than them change us. To their credit, China is talking the language of cleaning up the huge endemic corruption at high levels in their government.
And he's concerned because its currency doesn't float.
How do you have a trade agreement or a free trade agreement with a country that won't put their currency on the market and expect in the long term to come out of it in one piece?
And last night, in a speech to a business audience in Beijing, the US President Barack Obama urged China to free up its currency.
To move definitively towards a more market-determined exchange rate.
And Mr. Obama emphasised transparency.
Where we cast a harsh light on bribery and corruption.
President Obama was also talking up the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Once complete, this partnership will bring nearly 40% of the global economy under an agreement that means increased trade, greater investment, and more jobs for its member countries.
But Senator Heffernan says there's no transparency about that deal.
I mean, it's all shrouded in secrecy. I mean, I would like to know what the details are. I've asked the various players and I've been told, Bill, it's all in, you know, we can't tell you because it's all sort of commercial in confidence. I just think we deserve to know the details of these things.
Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan ending that report from political correspondent Louise Yaxley. And on RN Breakfast, the Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce was asked about Senator Heffernan's concerns.
Look, it is obvious that if we don't do a deal with China, if we don't trade with what is now our major trading partner, then our capacity to pay our bills and to refloat the economy after the disastrous episode of the previous government is going to be impinged. We have to make sure that our soft commodities, such as wheat, such as beef, such as cotton, such as wool, start flowing in a more formidable form so that we can get on top of the $340 billion, $340,000 million that we currently have in debt, where is the alternative? The money has to come in before it can circulate around the economy.
The Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce.